Parshat Shlach, this one is short and sweet. It's perfect also for any Sheva Brachos, Shabbos Chatan, Ofra, if you may attend it in the future. You just have to be I'll discuss a few ways to connect it to a bunch of different Parshas, but certainly if you attend one this week, it's perfect. So the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. The Meraglim are going out. Moshe knows that Yehoshua and Kalev are on Hashem's side. The other 10, a little bit, not so much. And he wants to protect Yehoshua and Kalev, give them the koach to withstand the peer pressure of the other 10 Meraglim. So he changes Yehoshua's name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. And Rashi tells us, Nitpalo alav, ka Yoshiacha miatzat Meraglim. What is Hoshea to Yehoshua? May Hashem save you from the advice, the ideas, the machinations of the rest of the Meraglim. So the Emes Yaakov asked a simple question. Wait, there are two of them. There's Yehoshua and there's Kalev. He only changes Yehoshua's name, not Kalev's name. Why not Kalev's name? So the Emes Yaakov gives a great answer. To whom was Kalev married? To Miriam. So Kalev is married to Miriam and Avia. Miriam is a tzaddiket. She will certainly protect her husband from going astray, from doing the wrong thing. She will keep him on the straight and narrow, help him do what is proper and what is right, and therefore he doesn't need this extra bracha of having his name changed. So obviously there's a lesson here about the ideal nature of a marriage. Also, I make it two ways. It's not just wives making husbands right, but it's the two of them together, keeping each other on the straight and narrow, helping them know what's the right way to act, or the right thing to do, to be Yashar V'Tov constantly. Each spouse is there to help the other one be the best they can be, the best person they can be, the best Jew they can be, the best Oved Hashem they can be. And that's really what would be ideal partners in a marriage. And it connects to a lot of parshiyos. It connected to Sarah, Kol Asher Tomar V'Sarah, listen to her. You can connect it, if it's Miriam, she connected to anything from Miriam, telling Amram to remarry his wife, to, anywhere where Miriam comes up. You can connect it even to Korach, right, that their wives uncovered their hair in front of the tent so that he wasn't taken to join Korach. There's all sorts of wonderful ideas that you can connect it to, but this is certainly a lovely idea to give any new couple, any old couple, any, at an anniversary, to tell them that this is really what marriage should be about. What any partnership should be about. Chavrutas too, la'avdil. But any partnership should be about making the other person, helping the other person achieve their greatest potential, their greatest success as an Oved Hashem. Shkach.